Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Thessalonians 1:2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with Viking Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Thessalonians 1:2. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. Sometimes life can feel super dark. People we love are hurting. Maybe you've lost your job or a close relative is battling significant health challenges. Maybe your daughter or your sister is experiencing injustice and your heart aches to help, but you're not sure how. I imagine we all have cause for frustration, for sorrow and anxiety, and those are valid emotions that come from living in a broken and sin-tainted world. But Paul, the first century church planner who wrote the letter we now call 1 Thessalonians, he reminded us that we also always have cause to give thanks. He planted the church in ancient Thessalonica during a frightening, intense time in history when angry and jealous Jews followed him from place to place to stir up angry mobs against him. This was, in fact, the reason he ultimately left Thessalonica. He'd faithfully, courageously, and sacrificially preached Jesus and life in him and received in response hatred and attack by some. Others, however, like the Greek and Jews to whom he wrote the letter from which today's verse comes, received God's free gift of grace, and they began to live changed. They traded deception for truth. They forsook their idols, their previously selfish ways. They clung to Jesus in the midst of persecution when it would have been so much easier for them to walk away. And Paul and his team were profoundly grateful for this, saying in verse 3, quote, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul wasn't thankful for the persecution that he and his team members suffered. He wasn't thankful that the Thessalonians were suffering either. He wasn't thankful that his time with them had been cut short when riots stirred up by an angry mob forced him and his team out of town. But he was grateful for the men, women, and children who banded together to form that newly birthed church. "We always thank God," he wrote, "when he was having a rough day and when ministry seemed to be going well, when those newly converted Christ followers faithfully followed Jesus and when they messed up." Notice how he began today's verse using the pronoun "we," indicating that he and his team thanked God together in unity. They'd planted the church together, they'd served God together, they fled the area together, they prayed together, and they praised God together. There is such power in that. We've all probably felt the pull of negativity when spending time among naysayers and complainers, but I hope we've experienced the opposite as well. The contagious spark of praise caught when we're around people who are deeply, obviously, and joyfully in love with Jesus Christ. May you and I be one of those people. I'm also struck by Paul's phrasing, "We thank God for all of you." Those who came from difficult places and therefore maybe were a little rough around the edges, those who modeled the love and grace of Christ, and those who struggled to do so. Those with personalities that clashed with his, those who held much in common, those who spoke words of encouragement, and those who maybe often spoke without a filter. Paul thanked God for them all because he saw Christ in them all. Apart from their current behavior, good or bad, apart from their depth of faith, weak or strong, they belong to Jesus. They'd been pulled from the darkness and ushered into God's glorious, beautiful light. And for that, Paul proclaimed praise. This seemed to be his habitual way of thinking. The posture of his heart, the spirit-infused attitude allowed him to give thanks in hard circumstances and to sing praises in prison, as he and Silas had done prior to arriving in Thessalonica. Because praise nourishes, protects, and strengthens our hearts. It helps us enter life's storm stronger and more deeply connected to Christ, the Savior with the power to calm the storm external to us, but more importantly, the storm that during difficult times tends to rage within us. I don't know what you're facing this holiday season. I don't know what feels stormy and unsure, but I do know we all still have cause for praise, even if only to praise Christ for his grace shown to us. And when we praise, whether that praise comes easily or whether it feels like a sacrifice, it nourishes our heart, it connects us to our Father, it protects our heart, and it strengthens us, making us more able to endure whatever situation we find ourselves in now and whatever is up ahead. Let's pray. Holy Father, we praise you. We love you. We yield our lives to you. Fill us with a desire for praise. Fill us with love and gratitude. Help us to see your hand. Help us to see your heart. Help us to see your thumbprint, your fingerprint in others. Help us to see the good in our brothers and sisters in Christ, even those who maybe we don't always get along with or we don't understand. Thank you for giving us these examples in Scripture to help us pattern our lives around, because we know that you are calling us to freedom. We know you are calling us to joy and to strength. And we know that everything you do is loving and true. Therefore, this call to praise, we know that is loving as well. Lord, we praise you. We love you. We glorify you. Give us the power, moment by moment, day by day, to lay our lives at your feet and to give you praise. In the name of your Son, our victorious Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this."
With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and Scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.